exciting episode of 1800 Seconds. My name is Amy Schultz, and I'll be your host for this evening. We have a great show. Mom, what are you doing here?
Hi, honey. I heard you were hosting the show, so I came down to show support.
That's great, but we're taking...
Oh, well, look a little speedier. If you get enough rest, you can take your vitamin C and you're just like, don't you do?
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't have to worry about me.
I'm just too worried. I need a little nervous about this. I got your favorite bun. I wash, and I just get that little real snap. That's
Mom, how would you know I'm nervous about hosting a show?
Oh, but just know these things. Oh, just a second. Hold up. All something on your face.
Mom, knock it off! You're embarrassing me!
Well, honey, did you get the care package we sent you?
Yeah?
Okay, I didn't know if you still like the Barbie underwear, so I hope the rainbow brides are okay.
Yeah, that's fine. We're taping.
Well, okay, I just had... By the way, I wanted to mention this before I go. You're looking a little chubby. Do you want to go and get some diet drinks afterwards?
Oh, whatever, I don't care.
Well, okay, you know, I was wondering, do you have a boyfriend?
Just, can we talk about this after the show?
Well, okay, I'm going. I just wanted to let you know. But yeah, I've been thinking about the fact that you're getting older now. You're getting a little to the age where, you know, you may have a boyfriend. And, well, I just wanted you to know that you should have one.
I cannot believe this. You ruined my whole life. I ruined any chance I ever had of ever having a boyfriend.
Sorry,
can you please just leave?
See you
leave.
Later.
I am so sorry for the interruption. Please just enjoy the rest of the show.
Crikey, mate. Welcome to another episode of The Croak Hunter. This week we're here on the Iowa State campus. Last week, you might remember, we were at Florida A&M, and that was a bit of a problem with all the explosions going on and whatnot. But this week, we're going to have a good show, I believe. We're going to be out looking for the natural habitants and seeing what they're doing during the day.
Look at them all. You gotta be quiet. You don't want to disturb them. Oh, they are beautiful. Look at this. They're everywhere. Unbelievable. Absolutely phenomenal. Yes. I spotted one right now. Let's go into a closer look. Come on. Gotta be quiet. He's here. Yeah, he's being aware of our presence right now because he's studying very hard. I'd say he's about a good 64, 65 inches long. Incredible. You can see he's got the traditional markings of the student with the short hair, the sweatshirt, the cargo pants, even the airwalks down to the button.
Oh, yes.
All right, now you can tell that one's been over here because of all the dirt that's been spread about and all. This is where the male will bring the female to mate, and then they lay the babies in here, I believe.
Yes.
I think that's right. They've dug all the way down there. They burrow. Burrow, 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 and they make a tunnel all the way down there. And they come up on the other side.
Now, we're still out here. We have, like, the numbers have dwindled a bit because I think classes are over for the day. But we still have...
Oh,
yes. Let's get a closer look.
Well, they spotted us. They're off. See, there's an aggressive move by the male.
Yeah.
He's protecting his female. He doesn't want anyone mucking with his female. See him, he's in front of me, he's like, look at me, I'm tough, I'm big. I'm gonna defend my female to the death.
What's the deal? Come on.
You see how he's arching up, getting his defensive posture.
Very hostile.
Amazing, look at him.
You want
absolutely incredible.
Let's go.
You see, he's not scared of me at all. Looks like I won by a car. Definitely sort of sport player. Semi-jock, maybe a jock B. Unfortunately, due to the law set by guys, we're not allowed to touch him at all. So we have to do now just leave in nature because
such a shame.
It is such a shame when that type of thing happens, because you know, you see them in pain and there's nothing you can do for them. As civilization and the students come into contact more and more often, more of these situations are going to occur. And it's heartbreaking to watch. Look right here, we've got one that's struggling to get back on its feet. It looks like he's turned over on his back and he can't get up. It happens quite often. And usually we're not supposed to interfere with it, but I think this is one situation where it's okay to help him out.
Once he gets back up on his feet, he'll come right after us and attack us.
Right, so right as he gets up, we're gonna have to take off.
Three, go!
Oh.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
It was a bit too close at that last one. You never really want to get that close. You get too close, one flash of the teeth, whack! And they've got you and they won't let go. Here's one of the more placid species. It's the hippie. It's, oh, there he goes.
Oh!
lost sense of balance. Most of the time, he's very disoriented as to his surroundings.
And the pupils are always dilated.
His pupils are always dilated, and they're always hungry for some reason.
They call it, the munchies.
The munchies. Always got the munchies. But they're very rare these days. They've kind of been thinned out by natural selection, if you will. Very happy creature.
Poke him.
All right. And he'll poke us back, you know, very inquisitive. He's curious about us, just like we're curious about him. Oh, look at that. He likes my shoes. Have a few there. What a beauty. All right. Now, one species in particular that we're looking for is the psychotic student. Now, this is the student that usually is not on campus for very long. He either drops out or gets kicked out. Oops, I think I hear one.
Oh, yes.
You hear that?
This is very crazy.
There he is. There he is. Most of all, he's on campus. There he goes. Get on top of him! Honey, get on top of him!
Shh! Woo! Are we okay? Oh, yes! It's okay! He's got arms like a bear!
Cover his eyes! Cover his
eyes!
Look at him! Isn't he a beauty? Gorgeous creature!
Okay.
As I was saying before,
now just keep
one flash of his teeth and whack! He could take my hand right off! Teeth like a tiger shark! Claws like a bear. All right, now, this is one of the more dangerous parts of capturing these animals, is letting them go. Now, when we let him go, we're gonna have to get everybody to be ready to run, because we don't know what he's gonna do. Honey, get back. Everybody can stand back, please. All right. Beautiful!
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely incredible!
Happy
you can four. See how dangerous these animals are. You tore a chunk right out of my boot. Right there, just whack! Right out, just whack! And I hope you join us next time when we'll be down in Alabama U. And they have quite a lot more interesting folks down there, because they mostly all stay in the same gene pool, if you want to say it like that. But yeah, we'll see you next time.
Tonight, I'm Peter MacDaddy McDonald alongside Chris, Wiffle Ball Champ of 1989, Nickel. Let's go to the clips.
There we go.
Starting off tonight in the wide, we're over here, wild world of racing, Jeff Gordon has the pole as usual, but look, there's a flag on the play. It must be that guy on the inside track. Gets a 5-lap penalty for that little stunt. Big news, though, is the view from the first ever robot-driven car in NASCAR.
And now we're going to be turning to football here. We have the mighty Rams taking on the Lions. Now there's a safety on this play coming up right about here. You go boom right there. But look, more importantly, the Rams called a mighty diamond cutter. That's an old school move from WCW star and master thespian Diamond Dallas Page. On the next Lions drive, the quarterback's going to roll right here, throws a bullet, and here it comes. And ooh, what a shocker! The wide receiver has excessive celebration. I'm sure there's a flag on that play. But the Rams do answer. Warner rolls right, throws a strike to the wide open tight end. And look, right here, he's going to fumble the ball. What's going on? He's out of control. He's lost it. Why are they celebrating? I'm lost here. What's going on?
On the billiards, we have the ever-dashing Chris. Why the hell did I do Batman and Robin O'Donnell with what appears to be a pumped-up Mr. Nicole Kidman? He's looking for the shot. Nice break, Chris, but too bad you can't take a break from being a crappy actor.
And look, the Gerber baby. And now on to dancing, we have the 5th annual Hindu Classic. Great synchronization there, Lenny's, but too bad there was exactly zero spectators on hand. I think there was a flag throw on that play, right?
Oh. That Gerber baby. Hey, Regis Philbin, looking sharp for an old guy, taking a career pole vault from annoying talk show host to annoying game show host. Now this question, the Great Lakes. Aren't about half of them in Canada? Who really cares about Canada anyway, eh? The only good thing that came from Canada was maple syrup and good material for us.
Alrighty, well on to golf and old guys right there. We got a nice chip right here and, oh, there's a flag on the green! Oh, that's supposed to be there, but anyway, there's gonna be a golf ball rolling and stuck right there. That's gonna be... Car really took a beating on that. Here's a good one, two time, looking for Poon Piglet. Shows on this botch putt right there. But roll out the crash cart and pump in 5 cc's of better golf game, because this shot is flatlined. But he has resurrected his game back to life. This gift from the gods that puts his ball only where overpaid golf pros can. Look at that dude. On me, I know. Walter to Mashburn here. Ooga Masana! What up? We're gonna see that again. It's Mashburn to Walter. Zay to be right to Mashburn. Ooga Masana! And really said, hey, let's do the
run. On Gotting. Yeah. Gotting. Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, they did it with sheep and cows. Why not a Pokemon? Marowak. First ever cloned Pokemon was seen today sulking in his own ways. Pikachu. Don't see that every day. What a great clip.
Well, that about wraps it up.
Finally, Gerber announced today that it'll replace Gatorade and Wheaties as the drink and breakfast of champions. This great food doubles as a great sports supplement for both young and old alike.
Gotta respect the Gerber.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, that about wraps it up for tonight. I am Peter Mac Daddy McDonald along with Mr. Chris Fickle. See y'all next week.
Have a good one. So, what do you think of Gerber? What's your favorite flavor anyway?
I like tapioca. Mm.
Psst. Psst. Hey, down here.
What?
Oh, sure. You knew me pretty well last night. And now we're perfect strangers.
I could use a little lotion. My cuticles are dry.
Hey, my hand just asked me if you had any lotion.
No, fresh out, bud.
He says he doesn't have any. Hey, why are you talking to me anyway?
I don't know, I'm bored, I guess.
Listen, Kat, I gotta get my physics done. Would you just leave me alone?
Alright, I'm not even here.
Come on, man, I gotta get this done by 3.
No, just ignore me. I'm not even here.
What do I need to do to get you to help me out? Come on.
Actually, I could use a manicure.
Fine, a manicure. Yeah, good.
And a little action from that blonde over there.
Hi, my name's Dan.
You son of a fist!
I gotta go.
Jeez, hot stuff! Let's go get some more of that.
Come on, you said you'd help me with physics. We got a little action.
No, come on.
Come on, Hand. I gotta get this done by 3 o'clock. Come on, you said you'd help me.
Hey, I think that blonde's checking you out.
What? Really?
Yeah, look at the knuckles on her, man. Thanks, man.
That was a dirty trick, you know. I respect that. But you have to realize you're dealing with something beyond your control.
Don't threaten me.
Hey, your mama's so fat, she got her own zip code.
What did you say?
Your mama's not so fat. In fact, she was just... She's fine. She's nice and pretty and not very.
Hey, Butch. How's it going?
You know, not too bad.
Never send a boy to do a hands job.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Lockhart Report, the only fake news on ISU 9 right now. Well, it's November, and the race for president is heating up once again. With the proliferation of presidential campaign websites, the internet has decided to change its name from the information superhighway to the information just kinda okay highway. In other technology news, a federal antitrust judge delivered a blow to the software giant Microsoft, saying it has a monopoly against smaller competitors. Reach for comment, Bill Gates says the ruling will not affect his plans for world domination, as he has the power of Satan and legions of nerds at his beck and call. The Visa Interim Rules Committee is meeting with the administration to decide if revisions need to be made to the already stiff rules. Activities that may get the axe: loud talking and pooping. Local retailers are gearing up for the buying blitz that is Christmas time. That's right, it's the holiday season again. Time to pack on the pounds, get depressed, and pretend like you like the sweater that Grandma got you. Here with a commentary on the special time of year is Question Man. Q?
Is it me, or is the air getting a little bit colder? Is the wind blowing a little bit harder? Is it that time of year? The holiday season? Are you scared of the holidays? Like I am? Now come on, people, are you with me on this one? Are you scared of your family too? Do you ever go home and get your mom saying, "Jeff, are we lucky to have you home or what? Are you lucky enough to fix me a sandwich? Jeff, what are you gonna do with yourself now that you're back from college? Would it be okay if I had watch some TV? Jeff, did you know that the garbage wasn't taken out for the past 27 months? Are you aware that I was at school the past 27 months? Do I have to remind you that I was in labor with you for 15 hours? Now, who's gonna argue with that? Now, shall I compare this to when my grandpa comes over?
Hey, Jeff, have you grown?
Why, do I look taller?
Yeah, Jeff, are you staying out of trouble?
Is this the face of an angel?
Where's your cotton-picking halo, then?
Grandpa, can I have some money?
Do I look like J.D. Rockefeller?
Grandpa, could you at least tell me if I'm in your well?
Did I have to fight back the Nazis to sit and listen to this?
Grandpa, are you okay? Why are you grabbing your arm?
Oh! Where's my nitrate pills? Oh! Where am I? Is Matlock on?
Are you on drugs?
Does it look like I'm on drugs?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Question Man. And to answer, yes, no, no, yes, yes, maybe, and never. We now offer a correction from a story reported on an earlier Lockhart report. It was reported that Pat Buchanan is an insane babbling idiot filled with hate and rage for anyone that is not him. We intended to report instead that Buchanan is running for president. We regret the error. Well, it seems as though global warming is a reality, and we are all going to die a horrible drowning death as the global ice caps melt. Here with the weather is Woodsy with Woodsy's Wacky Weather Whack. Woodsy!
Well, it's been warm lately, thanks to La Nina. And let's take a look at the current conditions right now. It looks like outside, if we take a look at the weather window, the current temperature is right about 62 degrees here in Ames. And in Nevada, they're sitting pretty at 64. And now for tomorrow's forecast, I think it's gonna chill just a little bit. It's gonna be partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees and a low of 42. So make sure to do any yard work that day that you need to get done. Extended forecast, Wednesday, a high of 62, a low of 45. And Thursday, the high is going to be 60 with a low of 43. So make sure that you have that fall jacket out and ready to go. The Weekend Funcast. Mostly cloudy with precip, 30% chance. Highs in the mid-50s and lows in the upper 30s. That's Woodsy's weather. Now back to you, Jeff.
Hello.
Back to you, Jeff.
All right. The Faculty Senate is mulling over some changes to its conduct policy. Specifically, they're looking at revamping how sexual harassment cases are handled. Reached for comment, President Jishke said, quote, "Hey, I don't have to worry about sexual harassment because chicks dig me." Matthew McConaughey was arrested for possession of marijuana. He was discovered in a Texas home in the bongos. Naked. He released on a lack of evidence. What's say about Maddie? He's found naked and the lack of evidence. That's gonna do it for Lockhart Report. This is Jeff Lockhart. Join me next time when my guest will be Mark Jishke's Bite and the Brain Cell at PS. This is Jeff Lockhart for Jeff Hansen and Woodsy and my mustache saying good night.
Yeah, you're not from around here, are you?
No, I'm from Fuller Floor.
Full of crack boys. We don't like your kind up here.
Is there a problem?
Whoa. Ooh.
Ooh. That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's open.
We got a problem.
What is it?
It's a Fuller boy.
I knew this day would come.
Oh my God.